Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. And we're going to take callers as usual here on the show. As a brief announcement, please do not forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com, as we are always and periodically creating specials on our website and sales, and we have a lot of great deals over there. So that is how, H-O-W, psychic, P-S-Y-C-H-I-C.com. Okay, check it out. As we bring on each caller, we're going to ask you to state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. We're going to begin to take our callers now. And for those of you that would like to call in to today's show, the guest call-in number is 619-789-6807. Once more, that is 619-789-6807. As you call in, please push the number 1 on your touch tone phone. If you have a question, this will raise your hand in the queue and let us know that you would like to be taken live and on air. Our first caller for today, I believe, is Annabelle. We're going to go ahead and bring you on air. This would be area code 901. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Well, you know me too well, don't you?
Yes, you will, huh? How you doing, hon?
I'm good. How are you, Reverend Adam?
I'm doing wonderful. So you're Annabelle, and what area are you from?
I'm from Tennessee.
Okay, there we go. What's your question today, hon?
Well, what can you tell me about my new home? Is it going to be ready by October? Do you see me giving my rental? I noticed that I'm moving.
I definitely feel that it's going to be ready before October, okay? So I think that would be an affirmative for you. I do feel that the move is going to be a wonderful move for you. Of course, there's always a rough start to anything once you make a move, but it will be positive, and I don't feel you're going to have to go through hell and high water to get it to work. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Annabelle. It would be good to hear from you for a private reading, too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller today is area code 908. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go ahead and your question.
My name is James, and I'm from New Jersey, and I was just wondering about my love life, when I'm going to meet the right lady.
Okay, James in New Jersey. Give me one moment, and I will be more than happy to answer that for you.
Thank you very much.
All right, James, as far as the spirits are telling me here, it looks like now and around the first half of September, you have new potential love coming in. This can be a very good love. This can be something that's very positive within your life, something that could actually last and become a permanent, you know, thing. From what I'm feeling here, though, is that it is time to sever the ties with the past. The past is no longer serving a positive purpose within your life. So when we're looking at the love life here, this is where it's coming up. What this really means is that the past people in your life, they're only going to drag you down. They're only going to prevent you from that success. They don't have their act together. And I do feel that the reason this is coming out is because there will be a resurfacing somewhere. You may want to go ahead and get closure with those situations, but do not allow those situations to hold you back any longer, okay?
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, great. Well, I thank you for calling in, and I think I could help you if you wanted to get a private reading. That's over on our website. Okay, great. Thank you.
Have a great Labor Day.
You're welcome, and you too. Bye-bye.
All right.
For those of you tuning in and listening today, if you'd like to call in and have your question answered live and on air, you may call the number 619-789-6807. That is 619-789-6807. Once you call in, please raise your hand by pushing the number 1 on your touch-tone phone. As we have no other callers in the queue right now, we're going to request that everyone listening in, please visit our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com, lighting your way. A lot of great specials. We have a special going on for a 15-minute reading for only $5. So please check it out. It's a great special. You can get a lot in 15 minutes done. Now, we're going to go ahead and play the Shiva. Well, there we go. Maybe we don't have to. There's another caller here now. This is caller with area code 941. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go ahead and your question.
Catherine from Florida. How are you?
Yes, Everett? Hello, Catherine. I'm doing all right. How are you?
Fantastic. With the capital fantastic.
Wonderful. Okay.
And, you know, what can you tell me about love or lack thereof?
Okay, I love how you put that for a minute. Okay, give me one moment here, and I will look into that for you.
Okay.
But, you know, what I'm seeing here is that there is a person still lingering in the background. They haven't given up, but they're not really making a lot of movement either. I do see that there is still some good positive potential that can come from that, and I feel that this person will make a move. In fact, I feel like this person may make a move within the next 4 to 5 days, so I'm getting about a week on that, maybe a little under. Then I feel that there is another potential that's going to come up into your life, and we're looking at that towards the later part of September. We're looking between the 24th and the 27th, okay? The new potential, actually, it's going to be very bizarre how you meet them because you're not looking, they're not really looking, but you both are wanting something. You're just not getting anything, and the motivation to look is not really there because all the avenues in the past have not worked, okay? The way that you meet each other is going to be very unusual. I don't quite know how, but it feels like you're going to run into each other. In fact, when I look at this person, I see almost a mirrored copy of yourself with some differences. So what you lack, they might have, and what they lack, you might have. But in the end, it looks like it may be a very good match, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I also get a sense of comfort, so I don't know if this person is well off or if they're royalty or what, but I'm getting a sense of comfort there. So this means that you're going to be very comfortable in this situation as well as them.
Did you say loyalty with an L or royalty with an R?
With an R, honey.
Okay.
She's like, oh, my God.
Like,
the way that they brought in the feeling of comfort was actually showing me, like, a royal palace, something plush, you know, something very Chinese-y almost. But the thing is that it felt very comforting. It felt very inviting. So this means to me that it's going to be a very inviting situation for the both of you. Okay. It could also symbolize the status of life that you're trying to build and the status of life that they're trying to build. So, you know, you're obviously trying to make a good life for yourself and you're trying to keep as many positive influences in your environment without any of the negativity. So I think that what's happening here is they're trying to do the same and you're manifesting one another. You just don't know it yet.
Okay. Dig it.
I'm sorry?
I said dig it.
Yeah.
I can dig it.
Awesome. Wow. Okay. Awesome. So we're going to go ahead and, you're welcome. We're going to leave you with that, but don't forget to get a private reading, okay?
Thank you so much, Reverend Adam.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Those of you tuning in and listening and calling in today, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. Anyways, we want to go ahead and wish you all namaste, love, light, and good night.